employment in the valley is continuing to grow.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Annual growth of payroll employment in the valley was 2,300 new jobs as of May 2019. That is 0.6% growth rate, a drop from 1.5% which prevailed over the last year. It is also slower growth than that of the national average, which is also at 1.5%. Unemployment rate in the valley has now dropped to 3.8%. Many of us have seen the new warehouses which are going up right and left in the valley, and of course the increase in truck traffic on the local highways. There is actually a sector in the economy called transportation and warehousing. This sector includes passenger and cargo transportation, as well as all those warehouses being built and trucks driving in the valley. And it used to be the fastest growing sector in the valley by far, doubling in size between 2010 and 2017, an annual compounded growth rate of more than 10%. However, this growth appears to have run its course, since after peaking at 29,700 jobs in February, it has actually dropped slightly to 29,200 in May, dropping its annual growth rate to 0.5%. The fastest growing sector in the valley actually was construction, which recorded a seasonally adjusted growth rate of 5.1%. The healthcare sector, which has been growing almost regardless of everything else at around 2% annually, continued on course. While manufacturing production continues to increase, employment in this sector in the valley dropped through 2014. This sector, which used to field one out of every two jobs in the valley, is now providing only one out of 10. However, there is good news for manufacturing. The decline in its ranks has stopped, and employment in this sector is slowly expanding. Employment, the way we are familiar with, is changing. Automation will continue to increase output in all sectors while reducing the number of people needed to produce that output. We are used to seeing robots build things, replacing employees on the conveyor belt. What is harder to get used to is, for example, robot accountant. Far-fetched, it is here, and it is called TurboTax. It doesn't look like C-3PO, but it can do your taxes. This is the new wave of robots, which don't look like their sci-fi version, but do their task independently nevertheless. These are basically computers with predictive modeling software and artificial intelligence modules, which make them capable of doing their task while, quote-unquote, learning new things. A sweeping shift in types of employment has already started. The more prepared we are as a society for this monumental change, the less hardship we will go through when these shifts in jobs and importance of sectors become more and more pronounced. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.